下面我们把时间交给开始哦。今天讲到题目是在爱里与人交流 ，communicate with people in love。
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
早上好。You're supposed to say good morning. How are you all?
Good.
I assume you noticed the chalk messages as you walked in this morning. On Friday, I asked the young people to help me with my sermon by writing some words which relate to communication on the parking lot. And those are some revealing words: arguing, whisper,yell, explain, texting. Of course, they wrote Facebook, chat, laugh, and a few others. And even some of the adults got involved. I mean, Chen Bu added a cute little rainbow.
我来看一下。今天早上大家要步入会堂之前，是不是在那个停车场还有那个台阶上看到和写了很多分离的字？这些分离字呢，这个原因是Pastor在星期五晚上准备讲道的时候，在准备讲道内容的时候，让他这个青年团体帮着他一起做，所以就写下了很多关于有沟通和交流有关的词。大家看到很多词很发人深省，而且好多的那个成人也借了进来，像陈博画了个小的彩虹。这些字里面包括我看能记下多少哈，包括争吵。悄悄耳语 whispering， 还有那个 yelling 大喊大叫，咆哮，还有解释，还有那个面书，那个 Facebook 好像很多人翻译成面书，还有促膝交谈，还有笑谈，还有很多其他的形式。
So what is communication？
什么是沟通和交流？
I believe it is a process of transferring information from one entity to another and it's commonly defined as imparting or an interchange of thoughts, opinions, which we all have a lot of, and information by speech, writing, or even signs.
Okay, 首先问你，什么是交通对话，什么是沟通？一般来讲，这种沟通都是把这个信息啊，还有这个个人的意见，同时我们每人都有很多自己的主见和意见，把这些信息意见从一个方自己或者一方传到另一方。在这个过程里面有很多，有的是写，有的是说，有的是甚至用艺术的手法来交换信息，来达到沟通目的。
So from this, we humans have developed language.
So, 因为这个目的，我们有了语言。
Alphabets and even abused art.
Okay, 刚才讲过，用那个字母，还有那个形象化的方式。
So why does humanity need to communicate?
为什么需要交流？
We do because we desire so much to be heard,
因为我们这样做是因为我们需要大家对我们了解，
to be known,
让大家去探索，去追寻，去了解，
and even to be loved.
而且要更重要的是被爱。
Is that the reason?
大家想一下，这是真正的这个原因吗？
That we need to be loved?
我们需要爱吗？
Well, of course, we can talk about the logistical reasons like needing to commune with one another and live with one another or to cooperate for the betterment of the whole,
yeah.
Survival. We can also talk about the fact that communication has helped us to develop. It has, quote unquote, civilized us. We also have to communicate. In order for our species to continue to exist, men and women have had to communicate. In public speaking classes across the country, students have been taught that 65%, some professors argue that it's as high as 90%, of communication is nonverbal.
Yeah, 传播这个讲义讲义课程里面是这样教的，是50%到90%的这个所有这些交通的过程，并不是由于语言，而是用其他方式来教。
But what about the need to know?Here are some examples we cannot possibly know about ourselves. We may need others to let us know about these and many other things. Do you snore? It is next to impossible for a person who snores to know that about themselves unless someone hears them.And tells them. Well, there are some exceptions, of course, like snoring so ferociously that you wake yourself up. But more than often, we cannot know this about ourselves unless someone tells us. And usually, it's a wife or a spouse that does this.
Okay, and then, you know, you have to be able to do that, you have to be able to do that, you have to be able to do that.这样子他要不愿意告诉你很难知道，但是一般的都是那个配偶，你的配偶会给你啊，告诉你就是你在打呼噜，会停止你打呼噜。
How do we look from the back?
我从后面看，我们那个形象帅不帅，亮不亮？
How do you know if there's a stain or a hole in your shirt unless you first check it first?
我怎么知道我们的衬衫和我们的裤子上有一个点或者一个洞？
Oh, of course, some fearless person would tell you.But, or we can use a device, which typically you kind of need two of them. One here and one there.
如果要是那有人，那边有一个直率的人，很无惧地告诉你，很讨厌告诉你说你后面有洞，你不会知道。但是当然了，你可以用两个东西这样的来看你的后面。
Of course, another way is if you got flexible hips and neck muscles that you can try and, you know, do this and see if you can see your back, but it's pretty hard to.You can't do that. Here's a good one. Do you smell bad? Some people are insensitive to their own body odor, yet it may ardently be noticeable and unpleasant to others. Is that you or me, brother?
I'm not sure.
And you know, there's no easy way to tell someone this. You're kind of like, Jeff, let me, okay, brother, I'll come right out with it.
Yeah.
You stink. But bad breath is worse, because more people don't notice that they have bad breath. Therefore, if you're going to know it, someone else who notices it has to have the courage to tell you. Oh, sure. Here's the thing. These issues communicate to others. They send a message. First and foremost, God created language.The first communication was between God and man, and God must have developed a language for us to understand. So let's look at Genesis chapter 2, verses 18 to 23. If you have your Bibles, go ahead and please read along.
创世纪第二章，让我们读18到23。创世纪第二章，
Okay.
我们一起读好了，那个是大家找到从十八开始，是耶和华神说那人的吩咐。
You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
So let's stop here for 1 minute. Adam named all the animals, the livestock, birds, and every living creature. But no wonder he had to scrape the bottom to find some of the names, like hippopotamus, rhinoceros, kangaroo, or my favorite one, cow.
那个我们看一下啊，这个因为亚当当时可能就是这么多动物起名字起到最后都绞尽脑汁，没有什么办法，否则他不会给河马、犀牛。
Let's finish reading the rest of it.
要我们把这后面的读完，从那个刚才那个二十读到下面，就是从二十开始读到二十三。那人便给一切牲畜和空中飞鸟、兽首起了名字，只是那人没有一点错啊。
又叫他沉睡，他沉睡了，于是形上他的一条肋骨。
So, man has been given a brain that's capable of creating unique and sophisticated names for animals. And then later on in our relationship, because of how smart God has made us, he realized we were so smart and so organized and so capable that he changed the one language that we had into many.
从那个亚当给这些动物起名字，大家可以看到，神给人一个很好的头脑，给这些动物中那个天下海兽起了又独特又得体的名字。然后后来那个神看到我们这个脑的人的头脑如此聪明。
All right, so let's read Genesis 11, 1 to 8. That is why, verse 9, is why it's called Babel, because there the Lord confused the language of the whole world. From there the Lord scattered them all over the face of the earth. Now, in the English, if someone says you are babbling, it comes from this verse in the scriptures about the Tower of Babel.
Okay. 巴比塔就是建造的时候，就依然分个分分散台这个过程。而且当时有一种说法，英语里的说法叫法宝，他就说的，如果你要是讲这个的话的时候，就是像这样的，你在逞能，在显示你自己，而且在炫耀自己。
Most scholars believe that the Tower of Babel is a ziggurat. It's Z-I-G-G-U-R-A-T. Not sure if there's a Chinese word for that. Now, if you can look, you see all the individual bricks. Remember, the Bible said, come let us bake bricks together. Now, I couldn't find a brick, but think of a brick that's about this big. You know, it can be held in one hand.So this is another photo of it. And this is destroyed. This is the ziggurat of Ur, which is in Iraq. All made of individual bricks. And this is just level one. And then look at this.This is a different view of it. If you can see the 57 Chevys over there, that should give you a scale for how large it is. You see how smart we are? Individual bricks. Now remember, it says, come, let us build ourselves a city.With a tower that reaches to the heaven, and then listen to this part, so that we may make a name for ourselves.
So, 刚刚说过是一个圣经上第四章，里面刚刚读过的上面说，实际上我们在第四章来读一下第四十。他说他们说来吧，我们要建造一座塔，一座塔，塔的中心，我们要传扬我们的名，免得我们分散势力。所以巴比伦就是刚才说那个，就是为了自己的名。
So God confused their language. So then what happened after God confused our language? We separated, and since then we've tried to regain what God has taken away. We continue to try to make a name for ourselves.Communication continues to expand. And for instance, right now, in order for some of you to understand me, Jeff has to translate. Think about all the different forms, different sources of communications, the different types of vehicles we have today.We can talk, we can write books, we can read magazines and newspapers, we can text, we can call each other on the phone, we can email, we can instant message, we can use Facebook, we can write letters, we can send faxes, and there are many, many other methods we use.
Okay, this is the common thing that I do. And those common things that I do, we can use the time to 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 use the time to
But ironically, we still struggle. Listen to this story. In the Solomon Islands in the South Pacific, some villagers practice a unique form of logging. If a tree is too large to be felled with an axe, the natives cut it down by...yelling at it. Now the woodsmen who say this have special powers and they kind of creep up on the tree in the morning and they yell at it. And they do this for 30 days. And then the tree falls because it dies. Now the theory is that the hollering kills the tree because it kills the spirit of the tree. And according to the villagers, it always works.
然后突然再不小的时候，一个模拟，突然就大声喊叫，然后以后呢，这样如此循环往复，一共做了三十年，做了三十年以后，树就倒地而死，那这样呢，而且是这个舆论是这样的，这个喊叫呢，就把这个树的精灵给吓死了，以后呢，而且交付说，众多年是从来都是屡试屡闯，从来没失败过。All right,
Fenway, I'm the tree. You're the native. Make me fall. I mean, think screaming at trees?
Okay.
What a primitive action, huh?
Yeah.
I mean, too bad they don't have the advantages of modern technology and the scientific minds we have, correct? Me?
What?
I yell at the lawnmower. Or I yell at the TV. I've been known to shake my fist at the horseshoes I throw in my league. Growing up, I remember seeing my dad yell at the car a lot. Already this summer, I yelled at a stepladder for most of the afternoon while I was trying to hang up mosquito curtains on my deck. I mean, I hit my thumb with a hammer, and I screamed, and I then actually punished the hammer. I told it, you're not allowed to hit another nail. I gave it kind of a sort of time out. But I'm not sure the time out was for the hammer. You see, we intelligent, we modern, we urban, we educated folks, we yell at traffic, we yell at umpires and bills and banks and machines. We really like to yell at machines, don't we? So what good does it do? Machines just sit there and take it, don't they? Even kicking doesn't help. How many of you, don't answer, have kicked an uncooperative machine in your life? But how about people? Well, the Solomon's Islanders may have had a point. Yelling at living things does tend to kill the spirit in them. Besides machines, we tend to yell at our relatives quite a bit. Our spouses, our children, people in our church, people in our church who disagreed with us, people on the so-called other side of the situation we face. Names were called. Tension, because of communication, the tension continues to amount.
Yeah,
There's an old American saying, sticks and stones may break our bones, but names will never hurt me. I think that's so wrong. I believe a more accurate statement would be, sticks and stones may break our bones, but words will break our hearts. You see, yelling as a communication tool most of the time serves no divine purpose. Yelling is a form of fighting. We fight with our tongues, which is as sharp as a two-edged sword. Read this. Tongues, referring to the words we speak, are weapons. They can plot evil. They can wield anger, which results in the destruction of the human spirit. Tongues can be cruel. The words crush the hearts of those they are thrown at. Language and communication can be even more powerful than guns and knives. Words can create a scar so deep that it becomes next to impossible for it to heal. I'd venture to guess that if each one of us looked deep in our hearts, we can remember a time when someone said something that scarred us. Have we ever spoken these words? As members of this church, have we said anything to another member we've regretted? Are we so hell-bent on being right that we forgot that we are dealing with the fragility of the human spirit? Let's look at Acts 7. Listen to me as I read it in the English, and then you can read it together. You stiff-necked people, your hearts and ears are still uncircumcised. You are just like your ancestors. You always resist the Holy Spirit. Was there any prophet your ancestors did not persecute? They even killed those who predicted the coming of the righteous one. And now you have betrayed and murdered him. You who have received the law that was given through angels, but have not obeyed it. Go ahead and read it.
Okay, 刚才是从使徒行传五十一到五十三，我们大家一起读。你们这些硬的景象，因悦而未熟。
It's all of it too, right?
got all of it.
I'm going all the way to 6.
You're going all the way to 16.
Happening here. Stephen is communicating a message to the religious righteous people, the Sanhedrin, that they are stubborn. His words are extremely strong and direct. Does he have a right? And even if he doesn't, is he willing to suffer the consequences? He is telling the self-righteous that what they don't want to hear. He states all the truth. He hopes that it will make them feel bad, or at least make them feel like they might have to change. He points out their prior actions, such as killing those who tried this in the past. He explains to them that they cut off the words of these godly people who came to warn them. They didn't listen. They felt that they knew better and could do no wrong. Now listen to what the people did next, and I know you read it. When the members of the Sanhedrin, which is the religious righteous, heard this, they were furious and gnashed their teeth. So we're talking about this kind of thing. But Stephen, full of the Holy Spirit, looked up to heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing at the right hand of God, and he said, "Look, I see heaven open, and the Son of Man is standing right next to God." And this is what they did. They covered their ears and started yelling at the top of their voices, and they all rushed him, and then they literally dragged him out of the city to be stoned. He's telling them, "There's God." And what do? They cover their ears, and they scream at the top of their lungs.
圣经上把这个故事写得很清秀，他是怎样做的？这个他充满圣灵，他对这些那个犹太公会的这些人讲，他说看，大家这个上面写得很清楚，他说看啊，let me see，我看到天开了，人子站在那里，神的右边，众人大声喊叫，捂着耳朵，齐声咏唱前去，把他推到城外，用石头打他，做见证的人把衣裳放在一边。
And talk about anger. They dragged him out, they screamed so they didn't have to listen to him, and they proceeded to stone him. A couple of weeks ago, we watched a video clip about the stoning of the adulterous woman.
Yeah,
And Jesus drew something in the sand and he said, he who is without sin cast the first stone. Talked about pick up a stone. Let's continue to ask ourselves this question. Should I pick up a stone? Am I willing to be stoned for my beliefs? And the most important question we need to ask ourselves is, am I acting through the Spirit of God that's in me? So now listen to what happened next. This isn't it. Hold on. Meanwhile, the witnesses laid their coats at the feet of a young man named Saul. While they were stoning him, Stephen prayed, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. Then he fell on his knees and cried out, Lord, do not hold this sin against them. And when he said this, he fell asleep, which means he died.
OK, 这里说在接下来他们也说他是这里说在接下来他们也说他是这里说在接下来他们也说他是这里说在接下来他们也说他是这里说在接下来他们也说他是这里说在接下来他们也说他是这里说在接下来他们也说他是这里说在接下来他们也说他是这里说在接下来他们也说他是这里说在接下来他们也说他是这里说在接下来他们也说他是这里说在接下来他们也说他是这里说在接下来他们也说他是这里说在接下来他们也说他是这里说在接下来他们也说他是这里说在接下来他们也说他是这里说在接下来他们也说他是这里说在接下来他们也说他是这里说在接下来他们也说他是这里说在接下来他们也说他是这里说在接下来他们也说他是这里说在接下来他们也说他是这里说在接下来他们也说他是这里说在接下来他们也说他是这里说在接下来他们也说他是这里说在接下来他们也说他是这里说在接下来他们也说他是这里说在接下来他们也说他是这里说在接下来他们也说他是这里说在接下来
Monday. Notice verse 58. Meanwhile, the witnesses laid their coats at the feet of a young man named Saul. This is Saul, who later becomes Paul, the Paul of the Scriptures, the Paul who wrote the 13 of the 27 books, and they give him the coats while they stone Stephen. Now that's the end of chapter 7. Listen to verse 8, verse 1.
然后我们看15章第8，第8，第8我就解释一下，这个英语和那个汉语翻译，今天过来讲，我说我就是看了一下，那个汉语英语里面有这样说，是 And Saul was there and giving approval to his death. 在中文里面，大家知道这就可以，就是第一部第一部verses。
So Saul, who became Paul, approved of the killing of Stephen.
保罗是把他这个就是为那个扫罗为Stephen的死做了见证。
And once Stephen was dead, like sharks in the with the blood in the water, the persecution of the church erupted. They went on killing sprees. They attacked Christians. Paul led the charge. Of course, he was Saul at the time. The Christians were scattered, separated, divided, sent away. But what did they still do? Let's read Acts 11:19-20. What'd they do? They simply shared the love of Christ with those who needed it. They never forgot the mission. Continually, as the folks are persecuted in the scriptures, they remain focused on the mission. And what was that mission? To tell others about Jesus. And like it says on the steps, to communicate with others in love. His love. It's time for us to be like them. It's time for us to refocus our mission. The mission. Sharing the gospel truth and the gospel love of Christ with one another. With the people on the other side. And even more important, sharing the gospel with those in this world who don't know him. Please know this. If you haven't figured it out by now, I'm not Chinese. I can, and I will try, to share the gospel with the Asian community in Howard County. However, I know in my heart that those of you who are bilingual, who speak the native tongue of this people group, you have an extremely higher chance of leading them to Christ than I do. I know it's difficult for you to hear this sermon twice. But in some ways, maybe it needs to be redundant. Especially this part. Our church cannot do this unless we stop looking backwards and start looking forward. We need to ask for forgiveness of those we have offended, and we need to stop calling them names. We need to fix the communication. We need to drop the deadly arrows. God, let us not cover our ears and start yelling. God, let us drop the stones and pick up the Bible. God, let us use the words of your lips that come from your scriptures instead of the words that cut and scorn and hurt and divide and argue and yell and scream and ridicule and quarrel and separate and mock and offend and wound and damage the spirit of our fellow humans. And like always, if you walk away with one thing, and it's written on the steps and in the parking lot, let us communicate with others in love. Let us pray. Our Father and our God, Lord, let us to allow our hearts to be softened by the words of your scripture. Father, may we continue to reach to the others in our community, in our church, and help us to do it in love. Father, help us to become the kind of Christians that we know we should be, the kind of Christians that you call us to be. Help us to be imitators of Christ. Help us to love one another as you have loved us. Help us to love you, our Lord, our God, with all our heart, all our soul, all our mind, and all our strength. Father, I pray this morning that as we sing final hymns, as we say final prayers, that these words resonate in our hearts for the rest of the week. Help us to remember to communicate with others in love. And Father, and that is because we love you with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength. And I pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.